In our worldview today, Sydney is finally opening up after 4 months of strict COVID-19 lockdowns. The Premier of New South Wales hailed Monday as Freedom Day as residents slowly return to restaurants and pubs. Roughly 5 million people have been under very strict restrictions since fears around the Delta variant prompted New South Wales to lock down in mid-June. Nearly 70% of people in Sydney have gotten 2 jabs of the vaccine, but other regions in Australia remain closed to Sydney residents. It is aiming to reach an 80% vaccination rate by the end of this month. Nearly 2 million people have been displaced in China's northern Shanxi province following torrential rain. The capital of the province, Taiyuan, saw roughly 8 times its average rainfall last week, triggering landslides. Roughly 20,000 homes have now collapsed across the province, according to state media. 5 dozen coal mines have also been forced to shut down, adding to the national energy shortage China's already facing. And early results from parliamentary elections in Iraq point to the lowest voter turnout since the fall of Saddam Hussein, with just 41% of eligible voters casting their ballots. Voting was held months ahead of schedule in response to a popular uprising that demanded an end to corruption and government mismanagement. Still, voter apathy pointed to widespread distrust of the country's leaders. Candidates from the country's majority Shiite Muslim factions are expected to come out on top, while the Fatah Alliance is expected to come in second. And this marks the 6th election since the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq led to the fall of Saddam Hussein.